coming to you direct from the After Hours Lounge in the back room with the best undisclosed location east or just west of this very location. It's the Cigar Hacks. Better known as a bunch of hacks talking cigars, etc. All right there, Mr. GC, what's happening?
What's going on? Yeah, we are sitting here down in this very elegant room, undisclosed, somewhere down in southern New Hampshire area.
Underground, it's a bunker.
It's a nice safe house. Great place to smoke cigars and drink some booze.
Okay, our panelist hacks for this installment are, of course, we have the maestro.
What? F***ing stole my drop, you little
No respect at all.
Don't you worry. I'll be recording a better one soon. It's okay.
That's not mine.
Well, it's lovely to be here at this undisclosed location. It's a pretty cool place.
Yeah. All right. Next round of the horn, we got, of course, Alex the GC. Always almost done.
Just finish up our deck here. People keep asking me, Taylor, why didn't you put a handrail on the stairs? My answer is I'm going to. Just need a couple more days. Couple more days construction. Always almost done.
Yeah, always almost done. So, guys, you know, with spring and summer coming around the corner, just want to remind you how much your wife is like a corn on the cob, right? Hot, delicious, and if you eat it right, you're going to have to wipe her off your face later. No!
Whoever says that about their wife.
And there's stuff left over, too.
Yeah, okay. Then we got Pat McGroin.
I pulled my groin. People ask, it hurts you where? I say, put your hand right there. I pulled my groin.
Well, it's my birthday Sunday, and boy, I'm excited. It's going to be a good night. Good way to start the weekend.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah. And I survived the 27 club, so.
You got to smoke that conviction.
Oh, I got it in my box, so I don't know.
Sunday?
Maybe tomorrow, we'll see.
It's in this box.
Mm-hmm. Thinking twins tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll talk to you.
Pat, the law student.
Out there, and you're doing your thing out there, I think you're going to be really great. If you don't f*** up.
Now, the amount of f***ed up things I've heard this past hour sitting here, I have nothing to say right now.
You dropped enough F-bombs in the last show.
Well, I thought I swear a lot. I mean, I'm just sitting here. It's like,
what the
I'm not even that
what
bad.
What's on your hands there? Your rings or something?
He's got the brass knuckles.
Yeah. You're excited to get a girl's number who gave you the wrong number in Florida.
It's called finger bondage.
That's right.
What is it?
Okay.
I'm making progress here, okay?
No, you're not.
Progress.
Okay. What do we have a nickname for you?
Something about the being a police or something?
Yeah, but I don't forget what it was.
Crash.
Yeah. That's it. Crash. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come
for you? Bad boys. I'm just glad I'm in an undisclosed location tonight. Yeah, glad to be with you guys.
Because you don't want to be seen with these guys.
That's right.
All right. And then we got the Wild Bill.
Still not working out. And don't forget, by the time you hear this podcast, you'll have gotten one less hour of sleep two nights ago.
That's right. Oh, that's right. Spring ahead tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Or tomorrow night or whenever.
Don't fall back. No, spring ahead.
Okay. All right. Okay. And then we get the other fiddler.
The diddler.
Stole my f***ing drop. Gave it to someone else.
Welcome to the show. We can go back to this.
Where's the beef? Yeah.
Why that smell?
Where's the beef?
No, it's okay. I apologize.
No. Welcome to the show, everybody, and enjoy the next hour and a half, and we'll see you on the other end.
All right. It's Sparky.
What the f*** kid is that?
He just jerked
that's,
off.
That's the like. Home Alone 2. The guy at the washing machine. He freaking turns on the sink.
Gets electrocuted.
Oh,
that was the first one.
That's the second one.
Yeah. Oh, it was the first.
Oh, it's the second one.
Yeah, it's the second one.
It's
Home Alone
100% the second one.
The actor Daniel Stern plays the tall, skinny guy there.
Didn't he also get electrocuted in the first one?
Nope.
No, it's the second one.
Nope.
It's also the sound Jim makes when he's getting railed from behind from his boyfriend.
How do you know that?
You stole my line, you
And then Macaulay Culkin goes around the corner and turns down the welder, which doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make sense at all how he gets electrocuted, but, you know, it happens. But MC Sparky is in the house right now, so I hope everybody enjoys the show.
MC?
Because he's got the mic.
He's got the mic drop.
Sparky mic on the mic.
That's right. Okay, this is your humble announcer, producer, Cigar Hack Dave.
To the man!
The man who missed the ball.
Wow, that's a different tone of music. Ooh,
that's
right
the wrong one there.
I know we're in like a nice secret spot, but you know, I didn't think we were clubbing tonight.
Somebody scream!
I forgot to put the repeat on. Oops.
Everybody's wound up tonight.
We're ready to go. This is going to be a great show.
What's going on with you guys tonight?
We're ready to go. I've been pre-gaming since 3 o'clock.
Segments include Hidden Herb Blind Cigar Review. We got a, looks like a Toro.
Robusto.
That's
a 5.5.
Here. Okay,
that's a
Robusto.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the
instructions. You got the instructions?
What's that?
We'll get to that.
Don't tell us about it yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay.
So then we got current events in the cigar world. Who's reading tonight?
Your friend Wild Will.
Wild Will. Not again. And we've got a ton of them. We got like 20 or something like that.
Chances for us to get a drink, right?
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we got Controversy Corner, where we expose the ugly underbelly of possible truth, along with Hidden Earth Reveal, Hidden Earth Recap. Find us all the usual places. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
And Facebook.
Yes.
Speaking
of website, cigarhacks.com.
Speaking of Facebook, I talked to Harvey.
Yeah, what's the Harvey update?
He told me he can't drink again, ever.
Yeah.
And he can have like a cigar occasionally, so that's too bad.
Hopefully in a couple weeks he'll be able to come back.
I'm looking forward to seeing him again.
My Facebook information is better than that.
Oh, what's
they allow boobies on Facebook now.
Oh.
Nice.
No, I'm not kidding.
I'm all in for it.
I've seen breastfeeding feeding videos. I've seen girls on amusement park rides.
Yeah.
And
I've seen those.
What about naked yoga?
Girls trying on see-through tops.
Nice.
All on Facebook now.
You just discovered that. You just
on Facebook?
Seriously.
I've never been on Facebook before.
Dirty old man.
What do you mean?
And we're proud of it. We're very proud of it. Thank you very much.
Taking upskirt shots at the mall. Yeah. See, Instagram's been having that for years. Guys are missing out on a lot.
I got thrown out of Boston Holly for doing that. I was up in Laconia. Kidding around with my phone. They kicked me out.
Do you remember?
I'm dangerous.
Does anybody remember Girls on Trampolines?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The man show.
Girls on Trampolines.
That was one of the best shows ever.
Ding, ding, ding. You got it.
That was the best part of the show.
Yeah, Adam Carolla and Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel, and they had that f***ing kid there that was always doing all their skits, like selling beer and to old ladies on the street.
Little kid. Yeah.
I don't think you can put that trampoline on TV these days.
Let's get into the cigar here. So you can tell us a little bit about it, not too much there, Lucas.
All right.
So let me explain how this happened. We were up at Castro's in Bedford a couple weeks back, and Paul over there, he set me up with some cigars to be for a Hidden Earth.
Nice.
And the bands were removed, and there's a little envelope with the secret in there.
Okay.
So I don't know what it is because I haven't looked.
I would imagine they might carry it.
Mine's already falling apart, I just want to say.
You want a new one?
Yeah, mine's also starting to fall apart, too.
This is on Paul for setting these up or, hiding them for us. So, okay. So what do we get what is this thing? What kind of...
All right. Well,
who wants to describe it?
We have a Ecuadorian wrapper, Nicaraguan binder and filler, pretty much what it says.
Nothing about size. Because I think it's a 52 by 5.5.
Yeah.
I would call it a 5 by 52.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, maybe five.
Yeah, mine already has a few cracks in the wrapper.
Yeah, I'd say about five.
It's coming apart.
They were kind of bounced around a little bit because they were in the box over here. But
5 15/16, I think.
Well, hey, give them that extra 0.5, okay?
Okay. That's it. All right, any cold draw?
So it's Ecuadorian? So they can,
I'm not getting anything,
nothing.
To be honest with you.
Nothing.
I don't even get
nothing,
a smell
nothing,
out of it.
Just getting a little earthy.
A little earthy in the cold draw.
Yeah, I get a little smell out of the foot.
Mm. When he passed him out, the first smell was a little bit sweet, but now it's like gone.
You want this one?
Yeah. We have extras. If you got one that's...
Yeah, mine busted open right off the rip.
That's a defective.
We're talking about the cigar,
switch it,
Alex.
Switch it right now.
Yeah.
Thanks, maybe I'll smoke it from the other end.
Anybody else need a replacement?
Yeah.
The handling of these by me was not very good, apparently, because they were just in these bags, and I...
Yeah, that's better.
Pat, do you have an extra one?
In my box.
Can you get a guest one?
There we go.
That's much better.
All right. So are we ready to light them up here?
Light them up. So light them up.
Everybody does it. Ricky's not here.
Well, Ricky's not here, you know.
You know what that is? That's the ode to Ricky.
You got to pay tribute. At least half the click.
I get two cigars for the price of one.
Oh, I see what you were doing over there.
Ooh. Ooh. I like the flavor.
You get all excited over there.
Yeah, sweet right off the bat.
Yeah, interesting.
I got nothing.
You need the lighter, too, huh? You come with nothing tonight?
He never comes with anything. Mm-hmm.
No, I usually have my lighter, but it fell out of my pocket in my car.
Hey, Pat.
So it's in the car.
Tastes like almonds. Actually, this one really does.
I get some fluoride out of it, truthfully.
You know that time you're at the movie theater, right? And you get the
popcorn and Swedish fish.
It's got some spice to it.
I don't get spice. I get a lot of sweetness, though.
I'm getting some spice, too.
Oh, yeah, spice.
It's kind of spicy, yeah.
A little sweet.
Sweet with spice, yeah.
I have no sweet, and I'm not talking about me.
That's how Ricky described my girlfriend on the last one. Sweet, spicy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
How the f*** does he know? That's what I want.
Yeah, that's concerning.
He's a nurse, so.
I got the sweetness right out of the rectum.
Who told you that? Everybody.
Okay, Mr. Seals.
Troops. All right, big shout-out to the troops. All of our men and women abroad. Navy, Marines, Air Force, Army, Coast Guard, big thank you. Also,
EMT, police, fire.
Yes.
All those guys who were cleaning up the highway on my way in.
Yeah.
Everybody that's out there, just because I'm part of the organization, I'd really like to do a shout out to all the SEALs as well. All the Navy SEALs. I'm a part of the Swim with a Mission group. We support a lot of those veterans and my company. So, big shout out to those guys too. The sacrifice that these guys deal with on a daily basis is unreal. You know, something that we can't even fathom. So, big thank you to these guys.
Amen.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Cool. All right, so a couple of things to get into here. There's a mailbag.
Ooh, we got something, huh?
Got some stuff from the mailbags.
Nice. It's like Christmas.
First of all, I got a little.
Do we
want to
play the leave it?
I got a little note from
our buddy Nick.
Jojo Mo.
Oh, all right. Jojo.
Jojo Mo. All right. All right, we're going to play the. Put a little background music on for the.
Put it in her butt.
Okay, whatever. Okay, so I got a little note from Jojo Mo. He's the first one on the list here, right? Yeah. He sent me a text the other day out of the blue. Could you please shut Pat's mic off? He must have been listening to the fluoride.
Yeah, he texted me that. Yeah, he was like, fluoride, really?
So there was that one. And then I got a text from Steve over at the Ash. He wants to know if anybody wants to do a Tuesday night cigar club kind of thing, do pairings and whatnot, if anybody's interested in starting that up.
He came back from DR a couple weeks ago. And now he's been cleaning up that, you know, working on the Ash.
Yeah.
Anyway. If he wants to make it a Monday night, that would be better for me.
Tuesday's a good night for me.
I don't think it matters.
Yeah, I'm always at Twins Monday night, and I wouldn't mind making a trip to Ash for that.
No, Tuesday.
Whatever, you guys can figure it out. You can do Monday, you can do Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah, you can go on Tuesdays. Yeah. I'll go Mondays.
Nobody's going to be there on Mondays.
That's all right.
Monday Night Football.
Hey, I'm closing.
Oh, that's all.
Yeah, that's all.
I don't work. I have an 8-hour start.
I make my own schedule.
Okay. All right. Next one we have is Dave, the dentist.
Oh, yeah.
Nashville Dave sent me some pictures from Ybor City. He was sitting in La Ferona.
Oh, when did he go there?
A couple of weeks ago.
Is that Ricky's new honeymoon date down there?
Or? I guess. I don't know if he's still there or not. But.
La Ferona. Yeah, we went to La Ferona, I think. Yeah.
Pat's getting red over here. I think he's jealous.
The honeymoon's over.
So La Ferona is owned by Nick the Nasty's aunt.
Yeah.
That's Odelma.
Yep. Yeah, we walked in there once. Is that the only place you went?
It's the only place he sent me pictures from. And he just sent a picture and said, guess where I am? Or have you been here? Or something like that. That was it.
Well, he doesn't trust me anymore. So.
All right. Oh, he didn't give you a weather report? 80 degrees? And,
No. Like no. He just gave me a picture of him sitting in there. Okay. So the next one is from Simon Down Under.
Mm.
All right. And he says,
put another shrimp on the barbie.
The title is, I'm coming to the States.
Mm. Oh.
Well, he said Houston he was coming.
Yeah, that's it. Right.
Crikey.
Good day, mates. Hope you all have been well. First, wanted to call you all out on that rigged award ceremony a few weeks back. I don't like to blow my own horn, but I feel ripped off. But let's not dive too deep into this rigged election, I mean awards.
Didn't he get the number one international write-in person?
I don't know.
He should have.
We should have had that category.
I think you just made up a category.
Jokes aside, loving the shows and the constant complaints from miserable Nick makes my wife's nagging not so bad. Love you, Nick.
There you go.
Okay. Seriously, jokes aside, we're a few weeks away from our trip to the U.S. Wanted to ask if there are any recommendations on B&Ms to visit or lounges in the Houston or more so in Lake Charles, where we will be spending most of our time for the treatment of my daughter. She's coming in for some special thing there in Houston. Right. Also, would love to try to have a call in if you guys can accommodate me.
Oh, we'd love that.
A chance
that.
To say hi. So, hey, when he's in the States, that'll be easy to come.
Let's do it. Yeah. Let's do it.
Absolutely. Look forward to hearing back from you guys. Your friend, the Kangaroo, Simon from Down Under, the Scotch and Cigar Co. That's the Scotch. No, that's the Cigar and Scotch Co. I'm sorry, I get it back wrong. Backwards. I always say it the wrong way. The Cigar and Scotch Co.com.au. There you go.
I got a question for him, too. You know, I wonder, do the toilets really do spin the other way around? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coriolis effect.
So I have an answer for him about Houston.
Good eye, Mike.
This is Dallas. Sorry, it was Dallas.
That's not exactly close to Houston.
I thought it was in Houston. No, this is a different one. No. Never mind.
Okay. So that's it for the mailbag. And that means I can turn this off, right? Okay.
Nice.
I've been to Houston. I'd rather not go again.
There's a lot of boobies down there. You're looking at the boobies.
What's with you and the boobies today? Huh?
No, he was talking about Facebook. I'm just trying to help a guy out.
Somebody's dangerously horny.
We got a little news to get through here.
You are sitting next to him.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned.
New England Cigar Expo press release.
Oh, yeah.
Came out last week.
Yeah, it did.
The VIP. What are you guys doing? You get a room here or what?
He's fondling me.
Yeah. I think he likes me.
He's the diddler.
Pay attention because you're going to ask me about this. I know you're going to ask me about the
Where's the Cigar Expo?
The Cigar Expo prices. Okay?
Tickets go on sale in May.
Go on sale May 4th. Saturday, May 4th.
One day, two days.
There's no 3 days. And it's only 2 days. So there's a VIP 2-day ticket. All right? That's $5.95. Includes 39 cigars and early access and a bunch of other stuff the VIPs got. All right. And then you got the 2-day. Regular pass is $3.95. That's also 39 cigars. This is the 39th anniversary of Two Guys This Way. It's 39 cigars. Get that?
Got it.
And this year's new thing, they have a Friday only, if you want to just do Friday, and there are, and if they're still available after they do all the 2-day sales.
What about a 3-day?
It's only 2 days.
I gotcha.
You can get a 3-day if you want. You can get the 2-day plus the Friday, and that's 3 days. Right?
Can you get the 2-day and then tomorrow?
Package. Oh, my God.
Can you skip one day and do the first day and the third day?
Yeah. Come on.
Okay, you can get the fun pass.
Are you carrying? Yeah. Please shoot me.
Okay, so Friday only is $300, 18 cigars. But that includes the dinner and the the big prize thing where you can possibly win up to a pound of gold.
So can I ask you a question? And so the dinner is like a roast, is it prime rib?
Like sit down dinner. Oh, yeah, it'll be something prime like rib. That. It'll be I don't know if it's prime rib, but that's what it was last year. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it'll be this year. It'll be something.
Tilapia.
And then Saturday only is $195, and that's 21 cigars. So if you're looking for the bargain on just getting cigars and seeing the big event, they have in the wait list the strongman competition.
Oh, how do I get in on that?
You're going to lose.
It's professional strongman competition.
How do
it's
I get in
prizes
on that?
And stuff. I don't know. I don't
your
know who's
TRT
doing it.
Won't allow it.
Don't embarrass yourself, man. Come on.
Okay.
So, you know, the guys that lift up, you know, refrigerators and cars and stuff like that.
You should have seen him lift my car into the parking spot today.
Yeah.
I could have used that over in on the corner of Elm and some other, whatever.
So that's that. So the win a pound of gold thing is the
big prize.
The prize when they do kind of like a game show thing Friday night after
like,
the dinner.
Like the Price is Right?
It's not quite like that, but yeah.
Damn.
It's a lot of boobies on the Price is Right.
They usually do something different, but.
Can we edit him?
Yeah.
Chuck's mic off.
Yeah. We can do that. What's your name, Mike?
Can you please shut Mike's mic off? No.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to go through the whole thing to explain it. But if you get down to the end and win the whole thing, you win a half a pound of gold. And then there's a coin flip if you want to go double or nothing.
You win the full pound.
You win the full pound or you win the coin, which is an ounce. So you're 2K instead of 16 or whatever it is because the pound is like 32,000.
But a cow on the hand is worth more than a cow in the bush.
Exactly. So you decide what you want to do. Once you get up there and everybody, there's 400 people there yelling, take it, take it.
God fears a coward.
That's right.
That's right. So that's that. That is.
God hates a coward.
Yeah, I know.
That is the last weekend in September is the event.
Yep.
27th, 28th. Tickets go on sale on the 4th. So they do the VIP and 2-day tickets on the weekend. And then Monday, if there's any Friday tickets still open, if they didn't sell out the Friday night, they probably will, then the one day tickets will be available for that.
They sell out fast too.
Mm-hmm. There's only 400 of tickets available for Friday, so there's 100 VIPs and those will go. Like,
is there free parking? Pay for that when I get there too.
Free parking.
Not like here.
Free parking. It's
not even $600 better. No tax with that?
No tax? No tax. I don't have to pay tax on that? No. Nice.
No tax.
Where's
How
it being
you
held?
Pay tax on parking in New Hampshire?
I don't know. The friggin' meter charged me $1.87.
I guess it's not sales tax.
And it was supposed to be $1.50. The app said $1.50. I said, okay.
It's a processing fee.
And then I got.
Oh, maybe processing.
Oh, yeah. It could be. Yeah.
Could be that. Could be on the app.
What's 3%? I don't think it's 27, 37 cents.
No.
Whatever.
Anyway, that's it.
Heavy tax.
That's it for the news here.
Excited for that. Should be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Where's it being held?
In Windham.
Windham.
At the farm.
Dreamer's Ranch.
Dreamer's Ranch.
Do we have any guesses on this yet?
Yeah, I was just going to say, how's your cigar? Other than mine's coming apart because
mine is also
coming
apart.
The wrapper.
Second one's coming apart.
I don't know. This one's actually holding itself together, but I'm not getting out of it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Ditto.
It's pretty spicy.
It's just a spicy cigar.
I don't even get the retro hell.
I'm not even daring to try the retro hell on this one.
Oh, it's. I didn't think it was that. You know, I was going to say, it wasn't that spicy.
No, it's spicy. It's not my wheelhouse.
All right. So I'm thinking, what are we doing? I got to call Ricky.
Oh, yeah, let's call Ricky.
Oh, yes.
Do we have to?
No, we don't have to, but I could. You know, we got to find him. Yeah. Oh, here he is.
All right, everybody quiet down.
Let's dial up. No, keep talking.
Ricky's coming in. Can't get a word in.
Nope.
I feel like I'm on the Jerky Boys here right now.
Hey.
Hey, there he is.
Hey, that was a great show.
Hey. What's going on?
You hear us okay?
Hey, I am sitting in King Corona tonight, I'm in King Corona. Shut up. I wanna introduce the group to the man that gets everything done here at King Corona.
What kind of things?
Everything.
Everything? He goes all the way?
Careful.
He runs the show here. His name is Kyle Lend.
Okay.
And he's the man at King Corona that gets everything done. So I'm gonna let you idiots ask some questions, and then I'm gonna put them on. Okay,
put them on.
Okay, here he comes. How we doing, fellas?
Hey, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
What's up, Kyle?
What's going on?
Everything's good, man. Everything good on you guys? And everything all right?
Yeah. Hey, it's Pat McGroin. I miss you guys. Do you guys miss me?
No.
Always, man.
You can have him back, Kyle.
I'm surprised you let Ricky back in after Gasparilla.
Oh, he got here before I did tonight, so, you know, I got to let him stay for a little bit.
So, Kyle, Ricky says you get everything done. So, like, what is
everything
it
that, I can do, man.
What is it that you do? What do you get done? What happens?
A lot, man. give me 1 second. I got to stand up. I got to go get something done really quick. I'm going to give you back to Ricky for 1 second.
You got me convinced. All right.
It's busy here, man.
That's perfect. He's going to get something done.
Yeah, he's the manager, but he doesn't like being called the manager, but he's the guy. He handles everything.
He's the guy.
He's the guy with the big black beard that was here during Gasparilla.
He does everything. Can we call him Manager Daddy?
Yeah. And I'm sitting here with Brad.
Oh, yeah.
And we're having a great time.
Is Bree there, too?
No.
No Bree, just Brad?
Me and Brad.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sounds good.
We're having a great, grand old time. There's a lot of people here.
Is Liberty serving you guys?
It's like 79, 80 degrees out right now.
Freedom is.
There we go. Another weather report.
Yeah. Who's there? Who's at the show? I hear Chuck Gross. You're all talking over each other.
Chuck Gross.
Of course. There we go.
There's Alex.
Yep.
I'm here.
Is Ookie Cookie Boy there?
Listen, that's not my new nickname, all right?
Hey, would you guys like to hear somebody?
Sure.
Sure.
Why not?
That's a lovely Liberty.
Oh, hi, Liberty.
I didn't hear a thing.
Yeah, I didn't hear
anything. We didn't hear anything.
We didn't hear nothing.
She fought, yeah, Mike.
She's looking beautiful.
Is that the one that gave you the fake number?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Tell Liberty I said hi.
She is gorgeous.
Tell Liberty I said hi.
Did you get Pat the right number this time?
Yeah, I will.
That poor girl. So the answer to my question is not yet.
Right.
Well, she's right here.
Mm-hmm.
Put her on. We're working on it.
Yeah, okay. Never put her right on the show.
She's right here. She has Rebel on her arm.
Yeah.
Hey, McGroin on the other side.
So where else you been this week?
Just there. I went to MC. I was at MC last night till pretty late.
Yeah.
Had a ball. It was, Pete Hernandez was in. He's the Tatuaje Dumbarton rep.
Oh, down there? Yeah. Okay. There.
Yeah. So they had a Dumbarton event, and, I called, I was texting Edgar and Brian and Yvonne.
Yeah.
And they were all like, say hello to Pete.
Nice.
There you go. Nice.
Gave me a bunch of stuff. Yeah.
Bunch of
great
swag,
guy. Hernandez brothers.
Any Mikaritas for me?
Oh, have you been over by La Ferona? Because we got a write-in from Nashville Dave. He was at La Ferona.
Oh, yeah? When?
Like 5 days ago.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, La Ferona's next door to this place.
Yeah, well, send him a text and see if he's still in Florida. He might be right next door. Who knows?
Who knows? I'll find out.
Actually, so
I think Nashville. Yeah,
Ricky, if you were in Houston, where would you go hang out?
If I was in Houston,
yeah. Well, what cigar bar would you hang out at?
I don't know. Why?
Oh, come on. Yeah, we had another write-in from the man down under. He's coming into the States.
Oh, really? Simon's coming in.
Yep, and he's looking for a spot in Houston to hang out at and
call in
and,
from.
Mark might know.
McGroin was coming up short, so I figured you might know something.
Oh, the long haul would definitely know.
Yeah, Mark.
Hey, Brad, if you were in Houston, where would you go? For cigar bar.
Oh, we're going to get an answer right now.
The place with the topless girls that smoke cigars.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, dude. Yeah.
Stop looking at me.
There you go, Bill.
Boobies. Stop looking at me.
Boobies.
Why are you looking at Bill? Facebook. You're the one that's
You don't
all...
have to go on Facebook anymore. You can go to Houston. Houston.
I tell him to go to Ricky's Retreat.
Ricky's Retreat. All right.
Ricky's Retreat. That's the place I would recommend.
McGroin, that was perfect.
Perfect.
Hey, Rick, how do I start a petition to get someone kicked out of the club?
Oh, boy.
Wild Will is in the house.
It's in the bylaws.
Yeah.
My God. Well, you gotta talk to the board who invented the bylaws, which are the non. Okay, Here comes Kyle again. Ask him some good questions.
No more boobies.
All right. Okay.
Okay, buddy. Okay. One person, interview him. Anything you want, ask him, because this guy knows everything. Ask him about all the opuses they got. Here he goes. Here's Kyle.
Okay. Hey, Kyle.
All right, round two, and we're off.
He's back. Two. Okay. So Ricky wants us to ask you about stuff that you have in the shop. I'm going to ask you about what you don't have that you want in the shop.
Oh. That's always a fun question, man. I've been doing this in the industry for 14 years, and I want everything.
Everything, yeah.
I mean, right now, I'll tell you personally, as a cigar smoker, the one thing I'd love to see on my shelves is some of the golden oldies, the Carlos Torano Exodus 59 series, copper, gold, silver, one of my favorite cigars.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever tried Mirafell?
No, I have not.
That's like a $75 stick right there.
No, there's $45 for the small one and $90 for the big one.
Right on.
So what is your favorite cigar all time?
All time. That's a very tough question, man. I'd have to pick three. I'd have to pick a mild, medium, and a full body. So for a mild cigar, I would say all time. I'm not really prepared for this one.
How about Espinosa La Crema?
Let the man speak.
Not a bad smoke. Not a bad smoke. I'm going to go with a golden oldie from back in the days, probably the Oliva Connecticut. Connecticut Reserve.
There you go. All right.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
For medium, I'm going to go back to 2014 on this one and say my father, the Flor de las Antillas, man. My favorite medium bodied cigar for sure. Hands down.
That's still around.
Yeah. It is. Yeah, it is. I still talk about it every day, man. Yeah. And for full body, I get a little bit of from this one because my full body might be someone's medium body, but I'm going to go again back to Oliva with the Master Blend 3. Just a classic, classic cigar, man. Classic cigar.
Yeah. If you want something from the old days that was pretty good, there's a PDR, Connecticut Valley Reserve.
Oh, yeah, man. The Bernard Del Rios, man. Yeah. Absolutely, man.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And they had another one, the AFR.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one? That was a really good one.
Do you get around the country at all, or is it just strictly Florida?
Strictly Florida, man. I've been down here in the cigar industry for 14 years. I moved here from Monterey Bay, California, to be here in Ybor City in the cigar industry.
Okay, so let's take the bias out of it, besides where you're at. What's your favorite place to hang out?
My front porch, man. I've dedicated my front porch into being my own cigar lounge.
Good answer.
I've had guys from Rocky Patel, AJ Fernandez, all the reps that come around for all the trade shows. Back in the day, man, if you look on maps, I live a block in front of the J.C. Newman Cigar Factory, so my front porch is the clock tower.
Oh, wow. So
that's cool.
Being in Cigar City, sitting on a porch, staring at the nation's longest family-owned and operated cigar factory, it's timeless, man. Nothing beats it. Nothing beats it.
I don't know. The undisclosed location that we're in is pretty damn good.
So a question about that Melanio. So I smoke a lot of Melanio 5s, the Figurados. You said the full body, you had a full body Oliva that was your favorite. How does that body compare to the Melanio 5?
Oh, yeah, the Master Blend 3.
So how does that compare to the Melanio 5, Figurado?
Melanio is going to be way more of a creamier taste and texture, a lot smoother smoke. From the Master Blend 3, I get a little bit more of that black pepper, a little bit more cedar, oak, more of a woody taste, kind of what I look for in a cigar.
Cool. And you have a big Opus collection there.
We have one of the better Opus collections in the Southeast from what I've seen with my own eyes. Yeah, man.
Do you have any rare Opuses? Because we got a guy here that loves Opus.
So right now, I mean, rare to me is different because my top four shelves right now, I'm looking at Destino de Siglos. I'm looking at the 20 years, Forbidden 13s, Rare Kings, the Oros, the Eye of the Bull, the Eye of the Shark, Unnamed Reserve. And this is standard for us.
Wow.
This is not a seasonal thing. This is what we have on our shelves all year round. Untold Stories. Love Affair, the entire Añejo line, all sit next to the Prometheus God of Fires, and this is just standard cigars for us.
Wow. Yeah, you guys are loaded there. You guys have a great selection. The House Blend is awesome. I love the Corojo House Blend. That cigar, I had three of those during Gasparilla, and I brought home like six more, so it's a great cigar.
So the God of Fire, that's a really tough one to find. How is that as far as taste and strength and that type of thing?
It's a strong cigar, I think.
So, Pat, if there's any opuses from that list you want, we can have Ricky bring you something.
So
I'll make sure he gets you one of each, makes a nice little sampler pack.
Yeah. There you go.
So the God of Fire, can you explain a little bit about how it tastes and strength and all that?
So I'll talk about, I'm a big fan of the God of Fire, the
Don Carlos, man. Got a fire by Don Carlos, but the Robusto size. It's going to be... Sorry, humidor is getting lively right now.
No problem.
Going to be definitely more of that that sweeter note, more definitely a sweet note up front, but on the back end, I like the a leathery taste and texture that it gives off. A little bit of creaminess, too. A little bit of complexity for it. A little bit more complex profile than most of the other ones for me.
That sounds good. Yeah, I got to grab one of those.
Put it on the list for Ricky to take back.
Yeah.
Good. Hey there, Kyle. So before he put you on, Ricky said that you knew everything about everything and to ask you anything. So what happens on the other side of a black hole?
What's the procedure of getting someone kicked?
Not much, man.
What's the procedure of getting someone kicked out of this club?
Okay, well, hey, thanks, Kyle.
All right,
yes,
thanks,
thank
Kyle.
You,
Kyle.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Thank you, Kyle.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on, man. Next time you guys are down, make sure to pop in and say what's up. We'll go on a tour of some spots around the bay, man. I'll show you guys around. I got some cool hidden gems around here. I'll be happy to show you guys, all right?
I'd be sounds happy good. With the front porch.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. We'll make it happen, all right?
I'm more of a back porch kind of guy, to be honest.
We knew
back
that about
porch
you.
Or back door.
No, but you got a lot of cigars to take back, Tim, all right?
Yeah.
All right. Here's Ricky, guys. Thanks again. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What do I have to take back?
Got to bring some opuses back for Pat.
What kind of opus do you want?
Anything off that top shelf.
Can you get me a God of Fire? Or two.
A Mariscal?
No, a God of Fire.
You want a God opus. Of Fire? They have all of them. Yeah.
Just a God of Fire. Get me two of those. I'll pay you.
Which one? They got a whole thing of God of Fire.
I thought there was only one type of God of Fire.
Yeah, but they got it comes in multiple types.
Oh, you mean a Corona, a Churchill, that type of thing?
Listen to this. I'm going to put Brad on because Brad knows how many God of Fires there are.
Hello.
This is Brad. What's
oh, hey,
going
Brad.
On?
Oh, hey, Brad.
Yeah, this is Brad. All right. We're wondering about God of Fires.
What do you need to know?
Chuck, what do you need to know?
Well, I thought there was only one, but Ricky said there's several different kinds. But the one that you explained sounds like in my wheelhouse. So whatever that one is, I'd like to get a couple from Rick if you can
remember. I'm sure Brad knows what's in your wheelhouse.
Hey. Oh, yeah, I know every single one of them. No, there's a whole bunch of them. But other than, are you just looking for Patolas? Are you looking for different, like, how many different blends there are? And why is there so much background noise? What's going on here? Sounds like you guys are wrestling.
We're all on a podcast, all talking at the same time.
So, yeah. So that's what happens.
You're talking to a bunch of fat guys that breathe heavy. That's all it is.
So how are you liking Florida?
Oh, love it. Love it. So let's put it this way. I already have a sunburn. It's March. Does that give you any indication?
There you go.
Oh,
yeah. Perfect. So I understand you're working at the Corona in Sarasota?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what are you doing there?
You're just your regular retail tobacconist.
Okay.
You know, slinging tobacco.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're working in the humidor. Perfect.
Working in the humidor, upselling the crap out of people. What else is new?
Yep.
That's the deal.
How long have you been doing that for?
It's probably like August, September, somewhere around there.
Nice.
6 months.
Yep.
Yeah, roughly. Yeah.
Perfect.
All right, next time I got to come down to Sarasota because the one in Tampa is really nice. So
Sarasota is basically Tampa, but a little bit smaller, but a little bit more quaint.
Okay, cool.
Smaller. That place is huge.
Yeah.
So it is. It's large, but you have to remember, Tampa 1 is just a huge thing. So we have like one fewer aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, like one fewer aisle, a little bit less seating, but we also have a VIP lounge.
Right.
So we have upstairs. The ability to accommodate a bunch of people. You know, we have 90 members upstairs in the lockers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's a pretty nice view from up there, too, I understand, from the pictures I've seen.
Yeah, I mean, view is kind of, I mean, there's a window overlooking the lobby, but, you know, it's additional seating, high tops, TVs, additional humidor lockers, that kind of stuff. There's a mini bar up there. It's like a personal retreat. You can leave the rest of the bar and kind of have your own space and get some work done, and just basically enjoy your time. We have a lot of lawyers, a lot of business professionals that go up there and basically conduct business.
Sounds nice. Like this place.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're
in
the undisclosed location lounge here.
Oh, yeah. Somewhere in the mystics of Manchester.
Yes, yes, yes,
yes, yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. How's that Churchill painting?
I'm looking right at it.
Good.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks, Brad.
You're very welcome. I'll pass the phone back over.
Ricky back on there. And,
hope you all are doing well. Enjoy the weather up there. I'll go back to my 80s here.
Yeah, I'll say hi to Bree for us.
Yes.
Will do. I'll pass the word around.
Okay, thank you.
All right, later. Okay, boys.
Okay, Ricky.
Hey, some of the women in here are f***ing hot. Cat would be drooling.
I've seen them, Ricky. I know what I'm looking at.
What, the drooling over you, Rick?
Oh, yeah. Oh, big time.
Nice.
How's Rookie Cookie, boy?
I'm doing fine, Ricky. Thank you.
Very good. Very good. Listen, fellas, you do well.
All right, okay. Ricky.
We'll okay, you too. Have fun down there.
Love you guys.
All right. Bye, buddy. Bye, Rick.
Be well. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey, don't talk over me.
You and Rick are the biggest offenders.
That's that.
That was fun.
Goodbye, Ricky. Mm-hmm. Well, you know.
I didn't realize there were different types of God of Fire.
Yeah, just like there's different types of Perdomo, different types of...
No, God of Fire is not one of the opuses.
It is.
Well, yeah, but it's just...
No, I agree with Chuck for once. like the way it was described, it was like, oh, this is an opus God of Fire.
Right.
Oh, okay. You know, just like if
it's not even an opus. It's a it's like a Don Carlos.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I didn't know that.
It's a whole other line.
Cameroon rapper.
I was assuming
we jumped from opus.
That's what I was asking because I like the Cameroon.
I was assuming it was like like an LFD La Volcata. Like, that's what I'm smoking.
No, you know? It's like a line.
Yeah.
They have one that's by Carlito and one that's by Don Carlos.
Nice.
So Don Carlos is the Cameroon.
Yeah, he's set to get the Robusto of the Don Carlos God of Fire.
Okay, thank you.
You might want to text him because he'll forget.
So. Yeah, yeah. And then you'll have to do it twice because he'll text.
I'm texting him.
Okay, time for the current events.
Yeah.
All right.
I got my drink ready.
You need a refill.
What's the threshold? There's 20 of them?
Yeah, I'm going to give them three.
Three? The three. Threshold? Three. I would give them five. But
okay.
You're too nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. We got Plastow Cigar in Plastow, New Hampshire. My God, I can't see.
That is where Plastow Cigar is.
No, the light in here isn't great. the Masters event 2024 with Three Leaf Cigars Friday, April 12th at noon. Two Guys Smoke Shop, Salem, Nashua, and Seabrook, New Hampshire. A night with Al McAuliffe of McAuliffe Cigars Friday, April 19th, 6 to 8 p.m. $39.99 a person includes dinner, cigars, and a Q&A. Twins, Londonderry, New Hampshire. Not Just Blowing Smoke Podcast in the 724 Lounge, Mondays at 8 p.m. Grumpy Cigar Lounge, Cigar and Lounge, Hudson, New Hampshire. Christoph Cigar Event, Saturday, March 30th at 4 p.m. Music by Two Drink Minimum and a Blackstone Grill. Yep. Oh, win a Blackstone Grill. There's one. Cigar Shenanigans, North Conway and Littleton, New Hampshire. 10% discount to all first responders and veterans.
Good spot up there.
20% discount for active military members. Eli Smoking Lounge, Nashua, New Hampshire. Stogie Wednesdays, all cigars and whiskeys, 20% off. Ladies Night, Thursdays, 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. $5 cocktails for the ladies. The Diplomat Cigar Lounge, Keene, New Hampshire. Every Monday is military appreciation with 20% off for active duty and veterans. Every Tuesday, all police, fire, and EMS personnel get 20% off their entire bill. Ladies Night on Thursdays. The Tobacco Shack in Raleigh, Mass. Great little place. Mm-hmm. A St. Patrick's Day celebration, Sunday 3/17 at 3 p.m. Music by the Maestro and Friends.
That's Lucas right here.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
What kind of music? You going to have your violin?
I'm not. I'm bringing a little piano. Going to do some Irish music. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Nice.
Uh-huh. We'll do a jig. Uh-huh.
And they'll have food and drinks, soft drinks. Stay tuned for the party for the hell of it.
Yeah, that's coming up probably end of March or April, yeah.
That's been scheduled the 29th of March, I think.
Tentatively, yeah.
Okay.
Nothing official yet.
Oh, okay.
I think that's it.
That's what Paul said today was the
phone. Oh, he said today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I was pretty sure. He seemed to go with it when I brought it up. And
okay, were you there today?
Yeah, me and Luke were there today.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Is it the 29th? Any idea?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Lots of ideas.
Mm-hmm. Mr. J's Havana Cigar Lounge, Coventry, Rhode Island. Live music Saturday nights, 8 to 11 p.m. Saturday brunch, March 16th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. $25 per person includes the brunch buffet and a cigar. White Ash Cigar Lounge, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Ladies night, Wednesdays, 6 to 12 a.m. Drink specials. Cigar College, four consecutive Tuesdays, starting March 19th, 8 to 9 p.m. Only 8 students. $140 per person includes all four classes. Reserve today.
That's kind of a cool event.
I like that. Yeah.
That sounds cool. Havana Cigar, Warwick, Rhode Island. Rocky Patel dinner on March 28th at 6:30 p.m. $30 per person includes two Rocky Patel cigars. Vintage Cigar Lounge and Club. There's two. Westerly, Rhode Island. Military Mondays, all active military members receive 10% off their individual bill with valid ID. Best Cigar Pub, Drums, Pennsylvania. The bar and restaurant will be closed on Mondays until April 1st. Pub quiz, Wednesday, March 13th at 6 p.m. The first annual Smoke & O's Cigar Festival is Friday, May 17th through Sunday, May 19th. VIP, $250 per person, and general admission is $175 per person.
You can get the three-day on that one, Chuck.
What?
You can get the three-day pass on that one.
I'm going to that one.
Yeah.
Smoke Ring Cigar Bar, Hazleton, Pennsylvania. J.C. Newman Cigar Company event, Thursday, March 14th at 6 p.m. Chili Contest, Thursday, March 14th at 6 p.m. That's Diamond Crown and Chili on the same night.
That's right.
Smoker's Abbey, Nashville, Tennessee. I said this name wrong last time. Tim Osgener's Behind the Blend. Oz Family Cigars event, March 28th, 6 to 9 p.m. The Smoky Cigar, Henderson, Tennessee. Oliva Cigars event, Thursday, March 14th, 5 to 7.
That's three. It's Hendersonville, Tennessee.
My bad, Hendersonville, Tennessee. Mm. The world-famous cigar bar, Fort Myers, Florida. Rocky Patel Cigar event with Kevin Casey.
That's at the town center there, Gulf Coast Town Center. They have four locations.
Okay.
So it's at the Gulf Coast Town Center location.
Doesn't say it on the sheet.
No, it doesn't, but I know that. And I ran out of room.
And that's Thursday, March 14th at 6 p.m. Conviction and Dark Star. Win two tickets to Big Smoke Whiskey Fest.
Overrated.
The Cigar Quarters, Haines City, Florida. Mardi Gras Party, Saturday, March 23rd, 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. And last but not least, Corona Cigar, Orlando, Florida. Dalmore Masterclass Event, Tampa.
It is Tampa.
Okay.
All right.
So it's not Florida. Dalmore Masterclass Event, Tampa, Thursday, March 14th, and Sarasota, Friday, March 15th.
Go see Brad.
Yep. Both 6 to 7:30 p.m., $180 per person, includes pours of six Dalmore spirits plus a bottle of cigar malt.
It's one of my favorites.
You get to take the bottle home.
Really?
Yeah, so that's why it's $180.
Yeah, Dalmore is one of my favorite scotches. Yeah. But.
And that's it for the current events.
That's it.
So, Brad, I think, only works Monday and Tuesday.
Oh. Well, he might be there for the event.
But, yeah.
Because it's Dalmore getting poured, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I might fly down just for that.
Yeah.
If I drink, I might go too.
They do a lot of events where you get to take the bottle home. They have tastings, and then they have a bottle
as part
of the thing.
That's nice.
So
you can take the bottle home at the shack too if you're careful.
If you bring it.
Yeah, I got to apologize to Mike Cop, but you know, I will say I thought the Conviction and Dark Star were both overrated. Yeah. A lot of big hype. I didn't think they were bad.
No, I agree. So I gave out 8 of those. One of them was stolen.
So,
and I asked everybody, and the same thing. It's so many cigars that are $30-$40 range are much better.
I'm smoking mine this week.
What I don't understand is how Rocky Patel can put out that with all the hype and have it not meet up to the hype.
Let's be honest with you. I think the ALR 2 is actually better than the
Conviction. There's a lot of cigars that are better.
You know what I mean, they have like even the 60 is really good. The
high end Placencia is good.
Rocky actually personally recommended the Quarter Century to me, and I love that cigar.
Yeah. It's a great cigar.
You know, now, I was just bummed about that night because I wasn't bummed that I won a Conviction in that raffle that you did. I was bummed because I was told that the caveat was we were all smoking them that night, So I'm sitting around, waiting to smoke mine. And then, like, I'm sitting around for like an hour and a half, haven't smoked a cigar. And I'm like, all right, Chucky, we smoking them?
Well, you know
yeah,
what?
Yeah, yeah, we're smoking them. And then, I'm like, all right, fine, I'm going to light mine up. And then next thing I know, I see Chucky lighting something else up, and all the other winners lighting something. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like,
you were just a lone wolf that night.
Yeah, I would have saved that for a special occasion.
So you can lead the horse to the water, but you can't make it drink.
I guess
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I'm saving mine for when I finally get a job.
So the party for the hell of it, Mike the Cop's going to be there.
Yep.
And doing an event, and it's after PCA, and he might be
having some PCA release, huh?
Yes, he might be. I talked to him about that.
Cool.
Because
cool.
I'm the assistant producer, so I tried making some moves,
mm-hmm.
And we'll see. We also have a very special guest coming up. It's a internal event. We can't allow the public to come, but. There's going to be an event with a very special guest coming on later this month also. So.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens there.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Exactly.
It's called the Big Market Tease. Are we doing that one after hours? Is that the plan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Don't touch that dial.
Because I haven't talked to the principal over there yet. So
we're going
to
confirm it next week.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So what do you think of your cigar? Because it's getting to be that time.
Yeah.
Average.
Meh. Any guesses? We have no guesses yet, huh?
Wow. It's not something I would grab.
I don't think I've ever smoked anything like this one before. Same.
See, it's interesting. It's spicy, but there's a lot of floral sweetness to it that helps cut that. I don't know if anyone else is getting that.
It's okay. I mean,
I'm not getting spice. You're all saying it's spicy. I'm not getting any spice.
It's a little
definitely has spice.
Yeah.
I only get it through like the retro, but like just regularly smoking it, I'm not really getting a whole lot out of it.
Get a little salty, and I get sweetness. I get the
saltiness, yeah.
I only got the sweetness off that, like, first draw when lighting it, and then that was it.
Yeah. I got it for, like, the first, like, 5 or 6 puffs, and then it went away. It's all spice.
I get smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's so about all I get off this.
I have no idea what brand this could be, even.
No.
We take some blind guesses, you know.
I could guess Rojas. No?
No.
Aladino?
No.
No. That wouldn't break apart.
Some A.J. Fernandez type thing?
No.
No, not there. Okay.
My father.
No.
No, definitely not my father.
Yeah.
No.
Trying to think of something that might break apart on me.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Asylum?
No.
Oh, good guess. I'll give you that.
Yeah, my second one fell apart.
Actually, yeah. Is it made by Christian Aurora? CLE? No.
I don't believe so.
Interesting.
Okay, well, let's do the rating here. Okay, let's start with... Lucas knows what it is, but you can still rate it.
That's true. It's definitely not something that I would get. I have to say, it was probably just because of just time being in a bag. But mine started falling apart pretty quickly. It was pretty hard to get a draw from it for, like, pretty much the second third of it. So, yeah, I don't think it'd be something that I'd smoke again, so I would say it's going to be a 7 for me.
7. Okay.
Interesting.
Alex?
Well, this is the second attempt, and made it down to almost done. Always almost done.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's starting to break apart towards the end. I'm not getting a lot of flavor out of it, honestly. You know? No issues on the draw on my end,
mm-hmm.
but definitely not getting really much flavor. It's not really speaking to me.
So what are you pairing it with over there? What you got in that glass there?
Yeah, so we got the Russell's Reserve, Tenya.
Yeah.
Thank you for getting that. It's delicious.
You're welcome. Anytime for you. Anything for you, buddy. Anything for you.
There you go.
Yeah, Pat texts me and says, hey, you bringing any booze tonight? I go, well, yeah. He goes, oh, okay, I won't bring any then. Oh, okay.
I completely spaced. I would have brought something.
I'll buy you a beer and... In all right.
I'm gonna go like in a like 5.0.
Five. Okay.
Is anybody keeping track of this?
Yes, I got okay. it. Yep. So far, we're at a 6.
Well, I'm sorry for screwing up there, but yeah, no, this is a decent cigar. I probably wouldn't buy it, but I would smoke it again.
There's more.
Yeah, I might. It's burning well for me. Draws good, but I don't love it. I'm probably going to give it a
7.2. The other Pat.
No comment.
No comment.
Wow. You didn't like it at all.
I'll give it a 3.
3? That's right. Fine.
3's a
3. 3's good.
Mine blew up.
Okay, crash.
Mine crashed. And I got some spice out of it out of the beginning, but then it just completely blew up on me. Yeah, I'd give it 4.7.
4.7.
Okay. Well, Bill.
The only thing this can remind me of is some crap Quorums I got once.
Oh, is this a bundle cigar?
Probably, possibly.
Now.
No?
And I'm going to give it a 5.5.
5.5. Chuck?
Yeah, both of mine fell apart. I got a little bit of sweet taste at the beginning. Then it went all spice. I don't have a lot of good things to say about the cigar. I'll give it a 5.
A 5? Wow. This one's coming in pretty low. Go ahead, Dan.
All right. Mr. Wookie. All right. That name has got to... I got to put that in the dirt right now.
Okay, Wookie.
This cigar kind of reminds me of my ex-wife. Really good at the beginning. That first couple puffs of sweetness was actually pretty good. And then just
took you for all your money.
Then it went sour.
Then just ruined my life afterwards. No, I like I said, the first one I got was blown up before I even got it. That might have just been over time. The second one, I needed a few touch-ups, and it was canoeing, and it... Yeah, I'm at a 4.7.
4.7. Hey, we got a theme there, huh? Another 4.7.
I'm curious how you guys got 4.7. I mean...
Because that's not quite a 5.
Yeah, not quite a 5.
Not 4.
This is... it's okay. It's a one-note kind of thing for me. I mean, it's smoking fine. The burn is good. The construction's good on it. It's got a good draw. So I will give this like a 7.5.
Generous over there.
Yes.
What was the blend on it? I'll try to guess what it is.
Ecuadorian wrapper, Nicaraguan binder, and filler.
What do we guess already?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Quorum Asylum.
It's not, it doesn't say like what Nicaraguan, like Corojo, 98, 99, nothing like that.
Mm-mm.
So my guess would be either Aganosa or Espinosa.
No, it's not an Aganosa.
You winked at me.
It is an Espinosa.
Wow. Wow. Nice. Oh,
I'm Espinosa. Not going to guess which one because I like some of their cigars and I on this one. So.
And it came out to a 5.5.
Yes. Yeah,
wow. So coming in at 5.5, this cigar was released January 24. So it's relatively new. It is the Espinosa Sumatra.
Really?
2004, you said?
Yes.
2004?
Or 2024.
Okay, all right.
Just like 2 months ago.
All right, so I smoked that there. I bought one, the Sumatra, okay? And it smoked. It must have been the storing that screwed it up.
It must have been, because I've had one of those.
Yeah, you had that one.
Down in Watertown.
Yeah, and I smoked one. It was freaking delicious.
Yeah, it was.
So it had to have been the storing because little Joey had one and he likes it. I loved it.
I liked it.
It was like a 9.2, 9.3 when I smoked it. Yep. Wow. So, and that completely tasted completely different to me when I had it because I bought one at Bedford Castro's and I smoked it that night and it was great. So,
what'd you do? Leave it in your car with the sun?
Yeah, basically.
No, they were in those bags and
In the case.
They've been they weren't in the case all the time, but they were in the car for a little while, and they were in the case for a little while, and then I brought them and put them in my humidor for the last
three
weeks
down in Watertown. I asked the guy. I said I like the Espinosa La Crema, but I want something a little more with a hit, and he gave me one of those, and it was great.
Yeah, that's
weird, huh?
We're actually rating Dave as a 5.5.
That's right.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I think we owe this one like another secret, you know.
Yeah.
Do it again?
Yeah, absolutely.
A do-over.
Because I enjoyed it, and so that taste, I mean, that sweetness, I can compare the sweetness from before to today. I can see that with the Ecuadorian Sumatra, but the spice and everything else.
No, you're right, because I told him, I don't like spice. He said, take this one, and it was great. It was no spice at all.
I mean, those first couple of hits were really good. Like, that sweetness was really nice, but it just went away after two drags, and it was gone.
Yeah.
Well, Well, I'm sorry that it rated so low, but for listeners...
That just means you have to handle your cigars properly.
Yeah, right. We learned something
that's
tonight.
That's the lesson right
I mean,
there.
I can't think of any Espinosa that tasted like that.
Yeah.
Well,
have you had the Sumatra, Pat?
No.
It's a good cigar. It's a good cigar.
Well, I can... Yeah, I have had it.
The Sumatra?
Yeah.
Well, besides tonight.
Pat, we just fucking smoked it.
So what did you think of the one that you did not smoke tonight?
I didn't have it before.
Oh, I thought you had it before.
Okay. He was asking me, have you had it before? He didn't even say, have you had it before? Have you had it? Yeah.
No, nope. Yeah. I smoked that cigar before.
Mm-hmm. Yep, 10 minutes ago.
That's surprising.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, it was a no comment.
All right. That's a beautiful thing. All right, it's time for a controversy corner. Oh,
get your toothpaste with extra fluoride.
What elements on the periodic table are we going to hit today?
Well, my teeth are clean of this tonight, so go ahead, Chuck.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was riding up tonight talking to a buddy of mine, and he's been having this cough for like 6 months. I couldn't sleep.
Is this the gas passer?
No, this is another guy. He doesn't smoke cigars because of this anymore. Uh-huh. But had problems for like 6 months. Choking in his sleep. He went for sleep apnea test. It wasn't that. Finally got diagnosed that it was bacterial pneumonia. And the doctor said, well, first question was, did you get the shot? He goes, yeah, why? Well, how many did you get? 3 shots. So he goes, why'd you ask me? I go, oh, I just wanted to know. Well, you know, we need to take care of this. And he got rid of that doctor, got a new doctor. He said, this doctor finally admitted that it was the shot that gave him the lack of immunity. Took his immunity away so that the bacteria in his lungs won't stop. Now he's on all kinds of histamines and what do you call those things? Hormones, hormone therapy, all that stuff.
Wow.
And they said he might have to take the stuff for the rest of his life. So he's in a bad way. So there's another bad thing about the shots.
Yep.
Don't take them.
The jab.
The jab.
Yeah.
Well, when we were down in Florida, me and Ricky...
Steroids, that's what he's on. Steroids.
Me and Ricky, and he had like 3-inch-long... blood clots had to get removed from him, and he was asked...
From who? Ricky?
The guy we met at Mi Casa, MC, and he was talking about how his wife had ended up in the hospital like 3 days after getting the shot, and he had to take it, and now he was... I forget all the details, but he was talking about him, you know, having... You know, he's slowly dying. Like he's not slowly dying. He's dying at a faster rate, whatever he was diagnosed with, it, you know, say it was like you have like a 5-year expectation, it's like a year and a half expectation.
Well, I mean, the doctor said this could kill him, but he's on all this medication now, so he may have to take it for the rest of his life. Pretty bad.
I also, a couple days later, I saw on social media that a lot of people are having blood clots due to this and having surgery.
Well, that's another, my cousin, he passed away a couple of years ago. He was diabetic, but he had problems with his DVT and all that thing. He had 3 shots, found him dead in his apartment. He had embolism.
Wow.
Nobody diagnosed it as because of the shots because they don't want to admit it, but put 2 and 2 together, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I got Bell's palsy after after the shot, yeah.
That's what happened to you, huh?
Yeah.
Well, how long did that last?
A couple months.
Wow. No kidding. Well, yikes.
Yeah. I lost taste for a whole year. Yeah. Came back.
You have no taste anyway.
That's why I hang out with you. It takes one to know one.
That's why I'm glad I wasn't the experiment.
The thing about the taste, too, so I read this thing that you can train your taste to come back because the neurons and your plasticity and all that stuff. So you take like an orange and you bite into it, you know what it tastes like, and it kind of reminds you. Then an apple, then different tastes here, bittersweet. Yeah. And I did that, and it actually worked. So
nice. If you play that game, Mookie Cookie too.
Well, that's between you and your brother. That's between you and your brother. I don't want to get your taste back. I don't want to get between you two guys. You know,
you guys are just so jealous that I'm so good at that game.
what the Mookie Cookie game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know to go first, so that way that I'm not the one eating the cookie.
So I guess the moral of the story is be careful with those shots.
Yeah.
Can I get a legal segment?
Sure.
Right ahead.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The original reason we had you on the podcast, because you were going to contribute some legal.
We done with controversy? Is it a controversy?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys could probably figure out a way to make it one.
It's
not intended to be. No.
All right, so then we'll end this segment. Okay, then we'll go with the legal one.
Go ahead.
Legal time. Do you want to do a disclaimer before you do all
that? Do you want to get like a cool intro to this thing?
What would you like? Let's see. How about this?
I want the tree. This segment. It's kind of up. Yeah.
What about like the Law and Order theme?
Maybe this one.
Yes.
I'm just going to have a prolonged. All right.
Like, we'll do this one. It's Pat, the law student, with the legal section.
So edit everything else out so it looks like that was always the intent.
Okay, good.
So the SJC in Massachusetts, which is the highest court in Massachusetts,
judicial court.
I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Go ahead.
Yeah, so they upheld the first generational smoking ban in Brookline.
Oh, Brookline, yeah.
Brookline, yeah. Massachusetts.
That's ridiculous.
They upheld this.
Yep.
Holy.
So, I mean, that means if you're born after whatever the date is.
2010 or something like that.
Yeah, I forget when it was, but it's if you're born after that point, then you can never smoke. You can never purchase cigars.
In that town.
In that town, but the problem is since it was passed in a state, now you're going to start seeing it. Well, since it was passed in a municipality, now, like, other areas are going to start doing that.
Well, yeah, because I heard that Wakefield and Malden are both considering it right now.
Yeah, and the only argument was preemption, which isn't really a strong argument.
You gotta love living in a free
country.
And
it's not just tobacco, it's all nicotine products.
Vapes, patches, cigars.
Patches, too. Nicotine patches for these guys trying to quit smoking.
Is this your segment?
I did it 2 weeks ago.
What the
I did it 2 weeks ago. Don't you listen to the podcast?
Stop talking over him.
Go ahead.
I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. Yeah, it's a smoking ban. Yeah, that's...
It's a sales ban.
Sales ban, but so, I'm calling it. Yeah.
It's not a smoking ban.
So if you were caught in that town smoking and you were in that age bracket, would you get arrested? Or if you were smoking?
Well, I don't know what the crime is. I'm assuming it'll be like a strict liability misdemeanor. And if you have multiple offenses of like selling to somebody at that point, I don't think it's necessarily an offense if you're purchasing it.
Okay,
it's more of on it's liability on the retailer selling it to people of that age.
So I was reading that all the shop owners, those little grocery stores and gas stations, they have a consortium who went to the SJC, but this is a new development, so that's crazy.
So it's more on like so if it's more the store owners, they would.
Yeah, I mean, I could read the ordinance and tell you exactly what it says, but I'd go into it.
I mean, you wanted the segment, weren't you supposed to bring the information?
Did we all learn something new today? Yeah. Right?
Two weeks ago we knew about it.
But he got upheld. I don't know, that's an update.
That's a big deal.
That's an update.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But I mean, I wish you brought a little more information.
Well, typically those types of ordinance, it puts liability on the person selling it because they're the one committing whatever misdemeanor or whatever they're going to classify it as.
I mean, I don't know, but
like if you're a minor and you don't get ID'd and you buy alcohol, you're not going to be charged with unlawfully possessing alcohol. It's going to be on the person that sold it to you.
But it's strange because it's not clear whether it's the person buying or selling because, for example, they're only outlawing it for people who are born after a certain date. So what does that say about the people that are born before that date?
Well, just check an ID.
Right.
But, I mean, are they still going to be able to sell it? No. So it applies to everybody, actually. How do they enforce that?
Well, it applies to everyone.
When you get carded at the establishment, when you get carded, they'll see that you were born
after that date.
2010.
Yeah, like when they check now, it's just go 21 years back. Now they're going to go back to, 21 years plus if you're beyond that point.
Can they sell marijuana to you?
They can sell marijuana. Yeah.
Yeah, and then marijuana is fine. That's not even factored into it. You know,
that's
whatever.
Crazy. Honestly, and they're giving out needles in Boston, so you can shoot
honestly,
up.
But the issue is like now that this one, like so Massachusetts, it's fair game to do this now. Like anyone's going to be able to freely do it because the SJC upheld it. So then, if Massachusetts does it as a state, then you're going to start looking at other states kind of implementing it. And I forget. Is it Australia? I forget which country.
Yeah, it is Australia.
So it's similar things started there.
Yep.
So, you know, like the municipality started passing it, and then, you know, years down the road, the actual country did the generational smoking ban. So that's the – and typically, I mean, from like you know, I do intern work with the PCA, so this is one of the discussions we had when I was at the trade show. And it's typically the foreign affairs is kind of foreshadowing what happens here. So when that smoking, like the generational ban happened there, like everyone was already kind of prepping our end of it here because inevitably it was going to happen. Then next thing you know, Brookline, Mass started doing this. And I think, I want to say California. There's another state that's also dabbling in this as well.
I think
well.
It is California. Too, yeah. Man. LA. So LA, not California.
It's not good. So, I mean, small scale, it's like you just leave that city and go someplace else.
Right.
It's the fact that it's the highest court upheld it, which means everyone can kind of start putting the same regulations
it sets a precedent.
In place. Yeah.
But, I mean, they're trying to litigate human behavior, which never works.
I know. That just sucks. It's every ridiculous. Time, honestly, every time you... Like, I hear any law pass, like, regardless of the smoking or whatever. Anytime you hear the word ban, that's just, you know, I just hate that. It's like...
Unless it's illegal immigrants.
Well, yeah that's
it says illegal right in the name.
They can buy it. They can buy it anywhere.
Well, it's actually
anytime.
What is it? It's what's the new word they're using now?
Not undocumented.
So if you're an illegal,
the Biden administration is using a new term. Like newbies or something like that. Or something.
Whatever.
Like that. Yeah,
so if you're an illegal alien, you can buy it anyway. Doesn't you can go to Brookline. You can go to you can go to Braintree.
Doesn't matter. Yeah,
it's crazy.
So basically, the moral of what you're trying to say is be illegal.
Yeah,
because you have more rights than the
correct.
Person that lives in the free country.
100%
pays their taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
I can I can smoke a bong in Brookline, but not a pipe.
That's right.
That's crazy.
And you can go down to Methadone Mile and buy some methadone and shoot up there.
Okay, well, thank you for the legal section.
Yeah.
That was Pat the law student with the legal section.
You need to put a disclaimer in there, too.
Yeah, he's not a real lawyer yet.
Yeah.
Don't listen to what I said.
But that happened really quick because two weeks ago we heard about, you know, they were going to the SJC, so... It's crazy how they get these things through so fast, but they can't enforce the laws that are on the books now for good things. Yeah.
Right. Well, the SJC is pretty quick moving.
Unfortunately, okay. That's the one thing in the government.
So,
what's that?
Well, they're quick moving on selected things, not on everything, unfortunately.
All right, so
Pat's shaking this.
Moving on.
Recap time. Oh, I got one question for Pat.
Yes,
the speech. We were talking about the speech.
Oh, yeah.
Anything you want to say about that real quick? Real quick?
Well, I'm...
Real
quick? If I was smart, I'd go home now. I mean, that's how it started, and I'm saying that now, because, I mean, that speech was ugly. I mean, it was quite entertaining to watch, but...
You're talking about the Biden speech.
Yeah, the Biden
speech. State of the Union speech?
Well, yeah, two speeches happened last night, okay?
Okay.
And I'll make it quick. But, yeah, he coughed. I wish there was a... I should have bet how many... The over-under on how many times he coughed. I think it was, like, a ballpark around 20.
Mm-hmm.
I should have bet the over-under and the over on the over-under.
Maybe he's got a bacterial infection.
Yeah, maybe. He's got something.
He got the jab.
But he was angry and just... It was just... And it was so funny. They chanted 4 more years, like, 2 or 3 times. And the Democrats said, oh, he's back. He's coming along. You know, he's great. And then the Republicans are like, this guy's delusional. And what I was disappointed about was the rebuttal speech. The woman, I think she was from Louisiana.
Alabama.
Alabama?
Yep.
Alabama. I knew it was down there. First year senator or representative. And she was like telling like a story. And I didn't like the way she said it. I mean, she sounded pretty, like her voice was really pretty. But it just wasn't like the best... You know,
wasn't forceful enough.
It wasn't forceful. It sounded like she was reading a story that was like going on a journey and doing this and you know whatever. Mm-hmm. And it just wasn't very.
Well, what about the Lincoln Lake thing?
He
called her Lincoln instead
Lincoln,
of
yeah
Linka.
Yeah. And then the guy. And then one thing, if you haven't heard, a few minutes after that, there was someone, and I didn't know what he said. Someone was screaming from the balcony. Come to find out, he got arrested. His son, he mentioned one name and 13 Marines, he mentioned, or something about Marines, and it was his son died during the Afghan pullout, and he got arrested for speaking out against it. But thank God from Georgia there, what's her name? I'm blanking on her name.
Afghan pullout.
Yeah, no.
I like that.
pull out the rugs?
The conservative there from Georgia, she got into Biden's face there and started screaming.
Oh, I know who you mean.
One thing I thought that was kind of... Like, I'll admit, I didn't watch the whole...
Mm-hmm. She's the one who said, say your name, say your name.
Stop talking over people.
Did the middle of my story interrupt the beginning of yours? What the
hell? No, sorry. Go ahead.
The one thing that I thought that was interesting was whether you think of him as a legitimate candidate or not, was Robert Kennedy Jr. has been denied Secret Service through his whole campaign. Yeah. And he opens up the State of the Union with a quote from his father.
Yep.
But yet he won't approve Secret Service protection despite there already being a few incidents at his rallies.
Yeah, it's because
whether you think he's, you know, a legitimate candidate or not, I think he's a legitimate candidate.
I like him.
I don't hate Robert Kennedy Jr., but it's just like why aren't you giving this guy Secret Service protection?
Yeah.
When you know, his family is kind of notorious for assassinations.
Yeah,
You know.
No.
Well, one thing with Robert Kennedy Jr., he keeps saying, he's just like, if I was president, I can handle a full term.
Yeah. You
know, and it's just like, I don't know.
All right. No, Dave, I need this conversation like I need a hole in the head.
Yeah, let's move on here. One more thing.
Okay.
The Speaker of the House was like, not even the guy didn't even like say no or whatever. Johnson. Usually, the Speaker of the House, the Johnson, like disagrees. He was very soft, too soft.
His facial expressions were pretty good though.
Yeah. All right,
all right. Time to wrap this baby up. Any more comments on the cigar?
It's gone. It's done. It's done.
Thank God.
I didn't even finish it.
Just put mine down. It's just down to a nub.
I wish it was better.
And it's still a 7.
It's almost done, sitting in the ashtray.
Almost done. Almost done. Always almost done. Okay, that should do it.
Let's do it.
Thanks to Casa de Monte Cristo in Houston. Okay. That's for you, Simon.
Simon.
Casa de Monte Cristo there.
Houston. Yep.
In Houston. There's a bunch of lounges down there, so I'm sure there'll be no shortage. Okay. Oh, thanks to the panel. So we got the maestro over here.
Well, it's been a pleasure. I can't say that I enjoy the cigar too much, but it's always fun.
How about the location?
It's a great location.
Undisclosed.
Exactly. Nice decor. Comfy seats. Great.
Good stuff.
All right, Alex the GC, always almost
just
done.
Just finish up our deck here. People keep asking me, Taylor, why didn't you put a handrail on the stairs? My answer is, I'm going to. Just need a couple more days. Couple more days construction. Always almost done.
Always almost done. Pat, the horticulturalist, I got one for you.
Oh, God.
Why do they have AC in hospitals?
Why?
Because you got to keep the vegetables cold and fresh. Yikes. Great podcast tonight, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
All right. Pat McGroin, speaking of vegetables.
I pull my groin.
Well, he's a horticulturalist.
Yeah. People ask, it hurts you where? I say, put your hand right there. I pulled my groin.
Well, I want to thank you, Alex, for putting on this podcast. It was a great idea to come here.
It wasn't his idea. Was it your idea?
It was my idea. I just had to make Pat the lawyer make it happen.
Okay, there you go.
And thanks for bringing the whiskey.
You're welcome, buddy. Anything for you.
Hopefully I don't get too up this weekend on my birthday weekend.
I want to mention it's your birthday one more time for the audience.
Your birthday week. birthday week.
It actually ends the end of St. Patrick's Day, too, because my name's Patrick.
My birthday was last week. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Did you do it? Well, no, we won't go there.
No, I didn't do Ookie Cookie.
No. Are you going to be at Twitch tomorrow?
Are you going to be at Twins tomorrow?
I might be.
I don't know if I'm going to be there.
We can do a BJ shot together.
That is the most unstraight thing I've heard you say to me.
Because you had to do one for your birthday.
I have never done one because I am not of that
I'm joking.
Class of people that would do that.
All right. Speaking of Pat the Law Student.
Out there, and you're doing your thing out there, I think you're going to be really great. If you don't f*** up...
I'm just happy there's no bells today.
That's good. Okay. Crash over there. What's happening? Golf are quiet. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do
when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. Great podcast. Thanks for having me. Enjoyed the time and kind of enjoyed the smoke. If it didn't blow up, probably would have been a decent cigar, but thank you for having me and look forward to the next time.
Yeah, if I didn't screw him up, huh? Yeah. Okay. Wild Bill. That body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out. Yeah, it's time to go, and hope you guys join us for the next one.
All right. Chuck Rose.
What?
Diddler.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fiddler.
Oh, I was going to do this.
Where's the beat?
Diddler.
That's Itzhak Perlman. No, Diddler.
Is this a violin lesson?
Stop that. That's the second lesson I had today. Anyway, thanks for the update, Pat, on the SJC down in Braintree. It's a crazy thing, but I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast.
Or Brookline, even.
Brookline, Braintree. Braintree's next.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll have a good weekend. See you next week.
All right, Spocky.
Had a great time this podcast. I just wanted to thank Pat and Crash for setting this up, and Alex also too. Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I hope everybody enjoys the show.
All right, this is your humble announcer, producer, Cigar Hack Dave.
Rated a 5.
The man, the legend.
All right, thanks to the listeners, you made it through another one. Our social media tag is Cigar Hacks all over the usual channels: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Our website, CigarHacks.com.
And Facebook.
Okay, see you next time, Cigar Hacks. Remember, and just a Facebook. Bunch of hacks talking about Ookie cookies, cigars, and cigars, etc.
A good oatmeal raisin isn't bad.
Yeah.